I made a video on my main channel titled, "Would You Open the Letter?" Exact same thing, bro. My sister walks in with the letter. I grab it, just throw it to the side of my room. I'll open it at like 2 p.m. today. Now, I want to talk about some key productivity tactics, because that video was about productivity, but I just wanted to like go through this certain situation. And you can probably relate with emails that you receive, messages that you receive, letters. Your attention is going to be stolen from you if you don't guard it carefully. Like, you, to most guys, this is something that you've never even considered, and it's so vital. You know, everything you've wanted as a man, you wanted to achieve success, you wanted to build a better body, you want to like make the business, get a high-level career, attract a girlfriend, everything that you've wanted, think about what it comes down to. Do not allow like other people to steal your ability to do work. Do not allow yourself to become distracted by shit. What you need to have is like a perfect, fantastic routine where you stay like utterly focused. Best case scenario is you wake up and your phone's fucking switched off. In fact, I'm going to start doing that. You know, I don't wake up to an alarm clock anymore for like better sleep. And this is actually a bit big one. We should talk about sleep. But there's all these productivity tactics. But honestly, if you just implement some of the fundamentals, you'll be twice as productive as you currently are without thinking much of it. And sleep is the number one main thing that you can do. Trust me when I say, like, I've watched and learned from a bunch of successful people. I've read a lot of books. I've watched a lot of like videos, podcasts of like successful, productive, you know, like those cold-hearted businessmen who work for hours and everything. I've learned a lot from them, because my idea has always been that I want to learn from these guys who like do lots of work and everything, so that I can do it better than them and like have to work less, so I don't have to work like 10-hour days and everything. And the number one thing that all these guys, you know, these cold-hearted type of businessmen who you would assume they're all saying like 5 hours of sleep and shit, every single one of them say that the number one thing that they've done to improve their productivity is sleeping more. How is your sleep? Be totally, totally honest. Now, here's the thing. Whatever you just thought then, like, oh yeah, like it's good, I don't really have to. Or maybe you kind of know it's not too good. Your self-analysis of your sleep is usually not accurate. In like studies done and like, you know, research, like I don't have like the fucking qualification in this shit, but from the books that I've read, Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker, and I've watched a bunch of his podcasts, most people don't, after you're sleep deprived for a certain level, you actually lose the ability to really like be aware of how low you are functioning, because you kind of get used to functioning as if you're fucking crippled, as if you've lost like 20 IQ points, as if you've lost 20% of your memory capabilities. So you right now, you won't really know if you're even sleep deprived. Like, you'll know because you've got shitty habits and it's so extreme. But for the majority of young guys where it's a lot less extreme and it's still like, it's still significant, but it's not to the point that it's so obvious, which is going to be the majority. It's pretty much everyone. I think the stat was like 80% of people asleep, like don't sleep it long enough. You must have the humility to right now just think, yep, chances are it has to be me. When I tell you, like, I've invested a lot of time and money into my sleep. I've done sleep experiments. I track my sleep data every single night. And I promise you right now that I'm part of that 80%. And I've really tried. Chances are that you are too. That's what the main place to start right now is, just think, okay, how can I improve my sleep? You want the easiest advice to implement? Just allocate more time to bed. Go to bed 20 minutes earlier, 30 minutes earlier, and just try to sleep a little bit earlier. You know, like turn all the lights off, read with like a dim light, or read on like a Kindle, read with like the night shift, you know, like the orangey screen thing. Wake up a little bit later if you can. That's the number one best thing you can do, is literally just extend how long you're in bed for. Nice and simple. Another productivity tactic is batching. Batching is like, it's common sense, but most people don't actually do this. So imagine you have a dirty bathrobe. Would you just put this one bathrobe in the washing machine and nothing else? And then the next time you have a dirty shirt, which you need to wash, and then the next time a dirty pants, would you put each one into the washing machine per time? No, of course not. You'd batch it. You'd fill up the washing machine, wouldn't you? When you're driving, would you stop every single time you go past the gas station and fill up your tank with $5? No, of course not. You'd stop when you really need gas, and then you put in $20, $30, $50. Because when you're doing a thing, you can do multiple of that thing at the same time. So I could get my camera out, I could set up my lights, set up my room and everything, and like move all like the fucking clothes on the floor, just move them so you can't even see them behind my bed. I could do that, record one video and then call it a day, and then, you know, upload the video and everything and put it into my editor's document, upload it to YouTube and stuff, okay? That would be, like, kind of a waste of time, because at the same time that I record one video, why don't I just record three videos? Because the setup time of this, you see, like, okay, everything's already set up. This is the third video I'm recording right now. Everything's set up. The light is set up. Everything in my room is set up. I'm already in the flow of things. What do you check in terms of, like, messages and emails? That's one of the big ones. You might not think that, like, a message, you know, or, like, going on WhatsApp, text message, Instagram DMs, you might not think